Peace to you, brothers and sisters. This morning we'll continue looking at Matthew. Let's all turn to Matthew chapter 1. We'll read from 16 through 25. Let's look at verse 1. The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
16节, 雅各生耶色, 这是玛利亚的丈夫, 那称为基督的耶稣, 是从玛利亚生的。
Okay, verse 16. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah.
18.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us.
耶稣醒了起来,
and Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife.
只是没有给和他同房,
but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
请我们再翻到创世纪第三章十五节。
Now let's turn to Genesis chapter 3, and we'll read verse
15.
And this was the Lord speaking to the serpent who had tempted Adam and Eve. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel. So here it repeats twice, woman and her seed. So this will conclude our scripture reading for now. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you that by your grace we can come before you this morning. And especially in these times, in this condition, that we can place our hearts before you. No matter how difficult the circumstances may be, we thank you that you are the Lord who sits upon his throne. And that all things happen for the good of your children who love you. So we ask that this morning that you may once again lead us with your word. Well, many of these words we may have read before, but we pray that you may give us a new spirit to read these words. That through the Holy Spirit we may have a deeper understanding and revelation of these words. That we may know your heart. That we may know the purpose you have for your church. That through your word that we may be established within, that we know that you are our Lord. That you lead us to walk the path before us and you bear responsibility for us. So may we have faith to follow you after this path of life. So this morning as we gather before you, that you may once again have mercy on us and hear our prayer. We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So this morning I wanted to go through Matthew again with brothers and sisters. So we said that the theme of Matthew is that Christ is the King of the Kingdom. So in the beginning of Matthew, we see that there's this genealogy, and we say that this is the kingly genealogy. That is to say, all those within this genealogy ought to be kings. And so we see here that in the Old Testament, that many of these names listed were indeed kings. So we see that Christ was part of this kingly line. Because he is the one who will come to be a king. And so the first verse is the sort of theme.
应该英文应该是应该翻译说耶稣基督大卫的子孙亚伯拉罕的耶稣基督的家谱大卫的子孙亚伯拉罕的子孙后裔。So
it says the record of genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
这个子孙跟后裔都可以把，或者说应该把它翻成儿子。So
this descendant in English translation is translated as son.
我们知道神曾经
And we also know that it was spoken to David that his seed will build this temple. And God will also establish his seed's kingdom forever and ever. And at that time, it was speaking to Solomon because Solomon was the son of David. But once we get to the New Testament, we see that it's actually referring to Christ. Because he is the son of David. Because we see that Jesus, the son of David, will be the one who establishes the church. And the church is the temple of God. And Christ will be the king who sits on his throne, reigning forever and ever.
And
And also in Revelation 11, when they sounded the seventh trumpet.
那里有声音说，世上的国要成为我主和主耶稣基督的国。
The angel said, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ.
他要做王，直到永永远远。
And he will reign forever and ever.
就是在马太福音里有十一次提到大卫的子孙这个词。
And in Matthew, 11 times it mentions this phrase, son of David.
就提到大卫子孙，或者大卫儿子，那特别指的是一个要做王的人。
And so, son of David means that this is one who will be king.
所以当时是最后一次进到耶路撒冷城，那个大军的城，大军的城的时候。
And so, when the Lord entered Jerusalem for the last time,
犹太人都在喊着说：“何塞纳归于大卫的子孙，何塞纳归于大卫的子孙。”
The crowds were all shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David."
何塞纳意思就是颂赞。
And Hosanna is, means praise.
他们将来颂赞这位大卫的子孙耶稣基督。
So they were saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, who is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那一方面，耶稣基督他也是亚伯兰的儿子。
And on one aspect, the Lord Jesus is also the son of Abraham.
我们在亚伯兰的所生的儿子以撒。
We know that Abraham bore a son named Isaac.
当亚伯兰把以撒献为燔祭要献给神以后。
And when Abraham offered up Isaac as a sacrifice to God,
神也在应许说，他的亚伯兰和他的子孙都要承受神的产业。
And the Lord said that Abraham and his seed Isaac will also receive the inheritance of God.
整个人那对亚伯兰说，万国都要因着你的后裔得福。
And he also said, because of your seed, all the nations will be blessed.
我们知道那个后裔那个是单数。
So seed, you have to say seed is singular.
所以万国要因着亚伯兰那个独一的儿子。
So many nations will be blessed because of this singular seed of Abraham who is referring to Christ. And so Paul also receives this revelation and tells us in Galatians. Now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. He does not say and to seeds. As referring to many.
不是指的许多人，是说你那一个子孙，是指的一个人说的。
But rather to one and to your seed.
就是基督。
That is Christ.
我们看见耶稣基督，他是大卫的儿子，他也是亚伯兰的儿子。
So we see that Jesus is the son of David and also the son of Abraham.
所以当在路加福音记载耶稣降生的事情的时候。
So when recording the birth of Christ,
在路加福音,
and in Luke,
天使向玛利亚显现，说到耶稣降生的时候,
Luke appeared to Mary regarding the birth of Christ.
他说神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各教王到永远。
So Luke says that he will be great and will be called Son of the Most High and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will also reign over the house of Jacob, and his kingdom will have no end. So we see that our Lord Jesus will be king forever and ever. He is the true son of David. He is the true son of Abraham. And so, genealogy starts of Abraham. All the way till the birth of Jesus. So how does Matthew record the birth of Jesus? In the beginning it says, who gave birth to who? But at verse 16,
他说雅各的生约瑟。然后就是玛利亚的丈夫，那称为基督耶稣是从玛利亚生的。
He says Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. It does not say Jacob was the father of Joseph and Joseph was the father of Mary. Of Jesus. Here there is a change in the language. He does not say Joseph was the father of Jesus. He says Joseph is the husband of Mary. And by whom Jesus was born. He was not born out of Joseph. It was not Joseph was the father of Jesus. But rather, it was Mary by whom Jesus was born. He was born out of the woman. That's why it says the virgin shall be with child. All of us are born from man and woman. And we are all descendants of man. But Christ was born of Mary. He was born through a virgin. So this birth was not by flesh and blood. It's not out of the purpose of man. He is not Adam's descendant. So he was not corrupt with sin at birth. He is the descendant of this virgin woman. We know that when man committed sin in the Garden of Eden, God also gave them this message of salvation. He prepared the salvation for man. And he said this to the serpent who had tempted Adam and Eve, the serpent who was the Satan. And he said, the Lord said, he shall bruise you on the head. And so, so Christ is the promised seed of the woman. When the Lord Jesus came onto this earth, but through his death on a cross, he defeated him who had the power of death, that is the devil. He bruised him on the head. The head is the source of life for a person. And so he judged the prince of the world, that is the enemy. So he is the seed of the woman. So throughout Matthew, we see this phrase that he's fulfilled. So what is he fulfilling? He's fulfilling all the prophecies and all the promises that God gave in the Old Testament. So the birth of Christ is to fulfill all that was promised in the Old Testament. That this will be the seed of the woman. And so he was born of the Holy Spirit. And so when the angel appeared to Mary in Luke, it also says that when you give birth, you ought to call him the name Jesus. And the Holy Spirit comes to you, and he'll be great and be called the Son of the Most High.
你所生的圣，你所生的圣子，他圣者，他必称为是神的儿子。
And he will be called the Son of the Most High. He will be the Son of God.
并且他是从圣灵生的，所以他是个圣者，他是圣洁无瑕疵的。
And so he was born of the Holy Spirit. He was without sin.
他是那义者耶稣，他是我们中保。
And he's the righteous one.
所以当耶稣最后在十字架上说，十字架上说，我们看见那是义的代替我们这些不义的。
And so when the Lord died on the cross, we see he's the righteous one dying for the unrighteous.
他是无罪的替我们成为罪。
He who was without sin became sin in our behalf.
他当然满足神公义要求，成就神救赎的工作。
He fulfilled the righteous standard of God and completed God's promise of
salvation. 他之所以被称为是女人的后裔。
And so he was regarded as the seed of the woman.
因为他是从圣灵怀孕而生的。
Because he was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
这主耶稣的出生也说到我们今天蒙恩的儿女重生的一个经历。
And so the birth of Christ also speaks to us being reborn today, our reborn experience.
约翰福音第一章那里告诉我们说，凡相信他、信他名的人，神就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
Because John says that whoever believes in him will also receive this salvation in him, become children of God.
这些被称为神儿女的人，他们是怎么样的出生呢？
And so, how do these people get the right to become children of God?
他们不是从血气生的，他们不是从情义生的，他们也不是从人义生的。
They were not born by blood. They were not born by human birth.
他们是从神生的。
They were born of God.
他们是从圣灵生的，是借着圣灵重生的。
They were reborn through the Holy Spirit.
我们看见我们蒙恩得救的人，我们出生得到一个新的生命，也是同样一个原则。
And so for us who have been saved by grace, when we were born, it's the same principle.
是借着圣灵的重生，我们蒙恩得救。
We are reborn through the Holy Spirit. We are been saved by
Christ.
So the Lord Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit. And so it lists the birth of Christ as follows.
We see here in this record, he was born in this wonderful, mysterious.
So we see that the birth of Christ is something that is miraculous and awesome. We know that the son of David is one who will be king. And we see in a genealogy who was the father of who. And when we read about the kings in the Old Testament, it's listed in the same way. And every time it records a birth, it just says who was the father of who. Sometimes it'll add on who was the mother as well. And they'll use one or two phrases to illustrate the birth of a king. But here, when Christ was born, the way it's recorded is very unique. It gives many details as to his birth. Because the way Christ was born is very different than the way these earthly kings were born. Because the birth of Christ is indeed this mystery. So that's why it says in 1 Timothy chapter
3.
In verse 16 it says, by common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in his spirit, seen by angels. Proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
So
So, Christ was born. His birth is indeed this great mystery of godliness. It is this great mystery. It is this wonderful birth. So Isaiah also said this.
Because
for a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us. And the government will rest on his shoulders. So this government means that he will be the one, he will be king, he will have authority. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. And so his first name is Wonderful. And so that one will be born through the virgin woman, how wonderful is this? And we told that all that the Lord done when he was on earth was wonderful. And the salvation work he has come to accomplish is even more wonderful. Because on one hand, we see how he lived like us on earth. And very lowly because he was also born in flesh. He needed to eat, he needed to drink. And when he's tired, he also needs to rest. And he also was tempted as we were. But when we see the way he lived his life, the way he worked, we see that there's something wonderful about him. How he was this true man and also true God. So when the Lord Jesus was instructing those around him, the people were all astonished, saying, where did this man become so learned? How has this man become learned, having never been educated? And when he was performing works, the people were also astonished, saying, who is this man? What kind of man is this? That even the winds and the sea obey him. So all that he has done, it causes man to be amazed, to be astonished, saying, what kind of a man is this? And one cannot understand all that he has come to do. And the man was astonished at all that he was doing. And one day, until we who have believed in him, when we look upon our Lord Jesus, we are also astonished. And so there is this hymn that says, how wonderful is the Lord's love for me. Indeed, we have such a wonderful Savior. We see how wonderful his salvation is. Because while we were yet sinners, Christ died on the cross for us. And this is how God demonstrates his own love for us. So we can see how wonderful this love is. We were indeed the fallen descendants of Adam.
我们什么都没有做，只是一个简单的相信接受他，我们就得救了。
And we did nothing. All we did was believe in His name, and we were saved.
我们实在不能无法明白这个广阔高深的爱是何等奇妙的一种爱。
And we cannot comprehend what is the great length, breadth, height, and depth of His love.
所以说这是个永远的爱。
So the Bible says that this is an everlasting love.
一个有限的一个暂时的东西，人好像还可以领会一点，明白一点。
And so someone对不起，再说一遍。
对，我们人对一些暂时的那些的事情，我们可能还稍微知道一点，明白一点。
So man might have a little bit of understanding of temporal things.
但是关于那永远的事情，我们实在无法彻都无法明白。
But when it comes to eternal things, man is unable to comprehend.
人是有限的。
Because we are limited.
就完全不明白这永远的爱是怎么样一种爱。
So we cannot comprehend what it means by this everlasting love.
所以使徒约翰他临了罪，他要发出一个呼喊的声音。
So we see that that John would约翰对吧？
对约翰。
That John also had this to say.
他在说：“看啊，你们看，神赐父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。”
Oh, how great of a love that the Father has given to us that we would be called children of God.
老约翰站在夫人就说：“看啊。”
And the John was saying, "Behold."
这是何等的爱！
What great love is this?
我们能够被称为神的儿女。
That we would be called children of God.
这是一件奇妙的事情。
This is indeed a wonderful thing.
原来是与神隔绝的人，现在却能够称天上的神为我们阿爸父。
We who were separated from God could today call our God in heaven Abba Father.
这都是这位奇妙救赎耶稣基督所做成的。
And this is all because of the wonderful works of Christ.
这样恩典都是这样白白临到我们身上。
That this grace has really come to us.
对这位最会讲爱的这个使徒约翰。
So John wrote about this love.
他被称为爱的使徒。
He was called the apostle of love.
在他书信里面讲爱是最多的一个使徒。
And he was the apostle who wrote about love the most.
他还说神是爱。
He says God is love.
爱都是从神而来的。
And this love comes from God.
不是我们爱神，而是神爱我们。
It's not because we love God, but God first loved us.
差他的独生子，降生成为挽回祭。
That he would give his son as a propitiation for our sins.
这就是神的爱。
This is God's love.
所以。使徒约翰在那告诉我们说，我们要住在这个爱里面。
And so we need to abide in this love.
住在爱里面就是住在神的里面。
Because when we abide in love, we abide in God.
我们要彼此相爱。
So we also ought to love one another.
约翰一直在讲这个爱，爱，爱。
John kept talking about this love, this love.
因为这实在是无法测透这个长阔高深的爱。
Because this is a love where we cannot comprehend what is the great length, breadth, height, and depth of it.
我们对这个奇妙救主耶稣基督，我们实在需要更多的认识他、经历他。
So when we see our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, today, we need to understand and know Him more.
我们从降生开始。
We started with the birth.
地上的生活到最后，他被钉在十字架上。
And we follow him throughout. We follow in the records his life and how he died on the cross.
为我们受死受苦。
To suffer and die for us.
最后复活升天，坐在天上父宝座右边。
And who was raised up from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is now at the right hand of the Father.
仍然在那里为我们祷告。
And he constantly intercedes for us.
从主耶稣来到地上那个时刻开始，到最后。
So from the moment that Christ came to earth and then was also raised up to heaven,
他每一件所做的事情都是非常奇妙的。
Everything that he said, everything that he did was wonderful.
兄弟们，这是实在是个奇妙的救主。
Brothers and sisters, this is a wonderful Savior.
这也是一个奥秘的救主。
And this is also a great mystery, a mysterious Savior.
所做每件事情，对我们这些肉身的人来说，都是一个奥秘。
Because everything that he had done for our sake, it is a mystery to us. And only through the Holy Spirit can we understand this great mystery and see how wonderful and precious this is. So when Paul was writing about understanding the eternal purpose of God, when we receive all these spiritual blessings in Christ, Paul there had a prayer for us. He says, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of
him. So
all that the Lord has done, all that he has said, we need the Holy Spirit to really know him. And when the Holy Spirit gives us revelation to truly know him, then we will become attracted to the Lord and we will love him. And we will be even more willing to follow after him and to treat him as our
Lord.
And we will love him, we will learn to serve him and follow him. So brothers and sisters, we need this type of prayer today as well. Because on the surface, it seems that what the Lord has done is simply recorded in words. And we may have read the Gospels many times and think we understand what happened. But do we truly understand this great mystery hidden behind? Brothers and sisters, only through the Holy Spirit can our eyes be opened to truly know him. Brothers and sisters, if the Holy Spirit opens our eyes within, then we may truly have just go through this transformation and have a different experience. And we will be attracted to the Lord. And this attraction is not man's encouragement. But rather, it will be personally revealed in our hearts. And then we will know that our wonderful Savior, his name is wonderful. Then we will truly treasure him and love him. And we will know that our Lord Jesus' earthly parents may be Joseph and Mary. In the Gospel, when we see the Lord's birth, the Jews were in this dark spiritual condition. Because God has not spoken to them through the prophets for 400 years. And they obeyed, they followed the law in terms of worshiping at the temple. But they were doing this externally through the lens of religion. They did not know him. And so we see that the Jews of that time, there were also a couple who were waiting for the Messiah, for the promise of God. And we see that that Christ called some of them to be apostles, for example, Andrew and Peter. And Philip. And also in Luke it records Simon. Of course, and there's also, they were all Jews. And we also know that Joseph and Mary themselves were Jews. So we see here that Joseph is a righteous man. He was one who was willing to follow the law. And when he was facing the situation of the birth of Christ, it was something that was very difficult for him to accept. So even though Mary had been betrothed to Jesus, they did not come together yet. But she was pregnant with child by the Holy Spirit, which is Christ. Mary was pregnant with child. And so, Mary, who was pregnant, how could this be acceptable to Joseph? This was a very shameful thing in the eyes of man. And he did not understand why this thing would come upon him. And so according to the law, Joseph could send Mary away. And he also wanted to do this. And so he did not want to disgrace her, so he planned to send her away secretly. So we see that Joseph is not only a righteous person, but he also shows grace to man. Because he wanted to send Mary away secretly. Oh, he wanted to send Mary away in his heart. But we see that he did not immediately act upon this. He did not immediately send her away. He considered this action. But as he was considering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. For a child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And so Joseph obeyed and Mary became his wife. So we see that Joseph is one who obeyed the Lord. Because we see that the angel of the Lord had appeared to him in a dream. Because the angel also told Joseph to take Mary and run away to Egypt. Because Herod was going to kill those sons under the age of two. And then he also obeyed when the angel appeared to him and said, you must bring him to Israel. And so when he awoke, he took the child and his mother immediately into the land of Israel. He obeyed the angel of the Lord. So we see that Joseph was a man of obedience.
从来没有记载约瑟说过一句话。
It's just, we never see the words of Joseph in the gospel.
因为他是一个义人，他是一个敬畏神的人。
Because he was a righteous man, he was one who obeyed God.
诗篇三十九篇一句话所告诉我们的。
It says this in Psalm 39.
我所遭遇的一切都是出乎你，出乎神。
Because it is you who have done it.
我所遭遇一切都是出乎神的话，他就静默不语，默然不语。
Then I become mute, I do not open my mouth.
感谢神，这是个默默无声的人，他就是树。
So we thank God that this is one who does not open his mouth, he just obeys.
玛利亚也是个树屋主的。
And Mary is also one who obeyed God.
当天使向显现的人跟他说：“你要怀孕生子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。”
When the angel of the Lord appeared to her and says that you will bear the son, you will name him Jesus.
虽然玛利亚一开始是很惊讶，说我还没有被允许，怎么能够生子呢
？And Mary was saying, "I have not been together with anyone yet. How can I give birth to a son?"
但是他在那里对使者说呢。情愿我是主的使女，我情愿照着你话成就在我身上。
And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord may be done to me according to your word."
看见这两个人都是个顺服主的人。
So we see that both these people are obeyed God.
虽然他们所遭遇的所一件事情实在是让他们很难明白，甚至很难接受。
Because even though the things that happened to them, they could not understand it.
但是他们愿意顺服下。
But they obeyed.
神就把他儿子耶稣基督来托给他们。
And God the Father gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
看见神的工作，神的心意都是借着那些愿顺服的人所带出来。
So we see God's work is accomplished those who are obedient.
他们实在是一般蒙大恩典的人。
And they are ones who receive this abundant grace.
神在地上找到加一对能够完全顺服主。
Because they found these people on earth who would be fully obedient to God.
神就很放心的把他儿子托付在他们身上，借着他们来到地上。
And God would be willing to leave His begotten Son in His care to send His Son to them.
用神在这里，我们可以从约瑟、从玛利亚身上有一些很好的一个学习。
So, brothers and sisters, from the lives of Joseph and Mary, we can learn many things.
用从今天都是我们在地上，我们在生活里面遇到一些事情，或者那些不好事情、不顺利的事情。
When we are going through the walk of life and we encounter many difficult things, things beyond our understanding.
我们是因着人的一个误会，甚至人给我们一些的羞辱，或是说一些的不好的态度。
Maybe it's due to a misunderstanding, or maybe there's something shameful occurring in our lives. Maybe we are being mocked by others.
对着我们天然人来说，我们都是很快的就有一个反应出来。
To the natural man, we would be quick to react.
我们会认为要解释。
We will immediately try to explain ourselves.
我们要赶快去辩护，为我们自己辩护。
We'll start fighting for our namesake.
甚至要去谎驳别人。
We will try to counter other people.
但是我们知道，这些所显出来一定都是一些肉体的表现。
But we know that all these reactions are things of the flesh.
但是当我们都是遇到这些不容易的事情，一些艰难的事情的时候。
But when we encounter these difficult things.But when we encounter these difficult things,
我们都是能够先停顿下来，安静下来。
We need to take a pause and to quiet ourselves.
没有马上急着有一个反应。
We do not try to have an immediate reaction. We do not try to have an immediate reaction. 听得见吗？ Yeah, 我听得到你。
可以听得到啊。
你听得到我吗？
可以可以
OK OK
我们说到若是我们今天在生活上或者在服侍上 遇到一些难处，或者人的为难。
So if we encounter difficult situations in our lives, or we're in difficult circumstances, When we encounter difficult things in our lives,
我们若是能像耶稣一样，我们不是急于要做些事情。
If we are like Joseph, who does not immediately take action, 听得见吗，叔叔 ？Hello.
I can hear you, Jeff.
Okay.
我们不是急于要做些事情，有一个。
If we are like Joseph, who does not immediately react,
听到吗？
听得到。
我的意思，我们听得到你们两个人讲话，所以你是直接讲就行了。你听不到这个 Jeff 讲话是不是？
叔叔可能网络有问题。
I mean, need to re-log in.
可以听得到吗？
我们听得见你的声音呢、啊，我们也听得见 Jeff 的声音，所以你继续讲就是了。你大概听不到 Jeff 的，
他可能听不到我们。Restart 一下。
王弟兄要 restart。
对。
啊。是吗？
你要重新 log out 再 log in。
叔叔，你网络
可能有问题。
我听得到，听得到我吗
？I don't think he can hear any of us.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
王弟兄，我们都听得到你讲话。
我现在开着声在让他放。可以吧？
对，听得到我吗？
可以。
OK， 好。
要怎么？若是能够像耶稣一样。
Brothers and sisters, if we can be like Joseph,
there's
a question. Can I? Yeah, can I? What? 我听得到你，你可能听不到我们吧，对吧？所以。
好像是，
所以有人打电话给黄叔，叫他电脑重启一下。
OK， 我可以听到你的声音。
王弟兄，我们听到。王弟兄，我们听到你讲话，也听见 Jeff 讲话。
我
听到声音了。我出去一下再进来。
小汉，请你打个电话给黄弟兄好不好？
对，我跟黄弟兄讲了，请他 log off 再 log in。
OK，Thank you。Brother Tony, that he cannot hear us.
Oh.
他还不如用原来那个呢，他现在关掉了。
OK. 好，弟兄会用手机。
用原来那一个，第一个。
这可以听到吗？
听得到。
Yes。
是吧
？Yes。
OK， 那我把那个把电脑关掉，不用手机 ，OK？
好，可以。Yep。
弟兄姊妹，对不起哈。
Apologies, brothers and sisters。
我刚提到了耶稣。
So I previously was talking about Joseph.
我们看耶稣，他面临到这样一个很大问题的时候，他先安静下来。
So when Joseph met such a difficult situation, his first thing was to quiet himself.
当使者向他说出这件事情缘由的时候
，So when the angel of the Lord appeared to him,
他马上顺服下来。
Immediately.Bow down in obedience.
So, 弟兄姊妹，今天同样我们
也可以从他身上学习到一件属灵的功课。
So
brothers and sisters, we can also learn this spiritual lesson from Joseph.
弟兄姊妹，不管今天我们在地上，在生个人生活上，或者教会的服事上。
No matter whether we are serving at home or at the church.
我们都是同样遇到一些难处的时候。
If we also encounter difficult situations.
或是人对我们误会，甚至给我们一些很难看的一些态度的时候。
Maybe someone has a misunderstanding towards us or someone has a very negative attitude towards us.
就是我们天然的人总是很快就有个回应。
The natural man wants to immediately react.
或是说我们要去解释。
And we may try to explain ourselves.
或是说我们要去辩护。
Or we say we try to counteract those claims.
或是我们要去甚至去反驳。
Or maybe we try to return the favor.
那我们知道，当我们这样的时候，我们所显出来一定都是一些肉体不好的东西。
And we know that all that we exhibit will be of the flesh.
但是若是我们能够像约瑟一样，
But if we can be like Joseph,
我们不急于有反应，我们先静下来。
We don't have this immediate reaction, rather be quiet ourselves.
我们让主有机会向我们说话。
We give the Lord opportunity to speak to us.
当主向我们说话的时候，
When the Lord speaks to us,
我们都明白原来这件事情是所有的临到我身上。
Then we will come to understand the purpose of why this thing has come to us.
最后可能有些属灵的事情要让明白。
And there may be spiritual things that the Lord wants us to understand.
让有一些属灵上学习。
To have, to grow in the spiritual learning.
当主向我们说话的时候。
So when the Lord speaks to us,
就是我们个人来说，我们很快就可以从我们那种困境、困惑里面呢，得到释放，得到自由。
Then we will be freed from this oppressive situation that we are in and get freedom.
就神的工作来说，可能神就能够借着我们把他所要做的事情能够带出来。
And then the Lord can use us, and bring us out of our situation and to do His work.
所以不仅我们自己在那事情是在那件事情上，我们得到释放，得到自由。
So not only are we freed from that oppressive situation,
神也可以借着我们把恩典、把祝福带到别人身上，临到别人身上。
God can also use us to share His grace and His blessings to people around us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这实在是一件非常实际的一些事情。
So brothers and sisters, these are very real things to us.
这个就是我们从约瑟身上、从玛利亚身上所看见的。
This is what we see in the lives of Joseph and Mary. That as he was considering his actions, that the angel of the Lord appeared to him. And when he heard the word of the Lord, his entire view changed.
So when the messenger told him, you have to bring Mary over.他所生的儿子呢，是从圣灵怀孕的。
So when the angel of the Lord told Joseph to take Mary as his wife, because the child has been conceived in her, was of the Holy Spirit.
要给他起名叫耶稣。
And he is to call his name Jesus.
因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
For he will save his people from their sins.
耶稣，他意思就是救主。
So, Savior, Jesus is to be the Savior.
我们知道当时以色列百姓他们在那等候一个救赎弥赛亚。
So we know that the Jews have been waiting for this Messiah.
他们盼望这位来的弥赛亚能够把他们从当时在罗马的统治管辖之下拯救出来。
And they were hoping that this Messiah would rescue them from the oppressive Roman regime.
我们知道在耶稣的门徒当中有一位叫西门的，他是一个混锐党的人。
We know that amongst the 12 apostles, there's Simon who was a zealot.
混锐党人就是他们障碍要把以色列把犹太人团结起来来反对罗马政权。
And the zealots wanted to gather the people to oppose the Roman authority.
所以在当时许多犹太人心目当中，他们所期待这弥赛亚就是要来拯救他们脱离罗马的政府。
So they wanted the Messiah. So Jews wanted the Messiah to come and to rescue them out of Roman rule.
但是他们却不知道，这位耶稣，这位神所应许的来到地上，不是要把他们从罗马政权里面释放、拯救出来。
But they did not understand that Jesus, who was the promised one, did not come to merely save them out of Roman rule.
要把他们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
But rather to save people from their sins.
是要把世人从这个罪恶，这是人最大仇敌手中拯救出来。
To rescue the people on earth from their greatest enemy, which is sin.
因为主耶稣说，他的国不是属这个世界。
Because the Lord's kingdom is not of the earth.
他要来做王，他这个国是属天的国，是一个属灵的国。
Because when he reigns, his kingdom is a heavenly kingdom, a spiritual kingdom.
他不仅要救犹太人，他要救所有外邦的人。
He is not only to save the Jews, but also the Gentiles.
因为路加福音上记载，天使向在旷野牧羊的那些人报信息的时候。
In Luke, when the angel of the Lord bore these good news to those the shepherds.
他说：“我报给你们这个大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
”He says that this news that I bring to you is for all people.
所以耶稣来不仅要拯救犹太人，也拯救外邦人，拯救所有的人。
So, Jesus came not just to save the Jews, but for all people.
是，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because all men have committed sin and fallen short of the glory of God.
因为所有的人都堕落在这个仇敌罪恶的权势底下。
And all people are under the oppression of the enemy.
这位耶稣，这位救主来，要把我们从这个罪恶里面呢拯救出来。
So Jesus has come to save us from our sins.
所以我们看到耶稣来到地上的时候，他不是要改变当时的政治的一个制度。
So the Lord Jesus did not come to change the political government of the time.
虽然当时犹太是落在罗马政权的底下。
Even though the Jews at that time were under Roman authority.
他们有要改变当时那个环境。
And they wanted to change their situation.
他来乃是要改变人的心，要改变人的生命。
But the Lord Jesus came to transform people's hearts, to change people's lives.
因为神的话告诉我们说，所有权柄都是出神的。
Because the Bible also says that all authority has come from God.
完掌权的也都是神所命的。
He has also appointed those to be, you know, in power.
但是我们知道今天地上那些掌权的人。
But we know that those who have power on earth.
他们不知道他权柄是从神而来。
They do not understand that their authority comes from God.
他们以为他们权柄是他们自己努力争取来的。
They think that their authority is something that they obtained on their own.
他们付上很大代价得到这个权柄，坐在那个位上。
And they each paid a great price to sit on the seat where they're sitting.
所以我们看见地上那些在上掌权的。
So we see the people who are authority.
有人真是为了他的国家、他的百姓吗
？Are they really for their country and for their people?
他们在那里都是为了个人政治野心。个人的雄心。
They are there for their own agendas.
这是个普遍情形，他们在那争权夺利。
And they struggle and fight for power.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要把我们的寄望放在那些政治上，那些制度上。
So brothers and sisters, do not place your faith in the politics or government.
我们知道这些权柄都是神所给他们的。
Because we know that all authority comes from God.
但是因为他们不认识神。
But because they do not know God.
他们滥用权柄。
They struggle for authority.
他们没有好好善用神给他们权柄来带领自己国家。
They have not used the authority that has come from God to lead their country.
我们今天不要寄望政治制度会改变。
So brothers and sisters, do not place your faith that politics will change your lives.
都是罪人，都在罪恶权势底下。
because the rulers themselves were under sin. We may think that if this person is elected, it will be better than the other person being elected. We may think that if someone is elected, that government and politics will be better. But brothers and sisters, we need to see that there is no such case in this world. Many wars and many conflicts are incited by the very ones in power. For their own agendas, for their own dreams, they cause much chaos. And at the end, it is the people themselves who suffer. Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that we need to pray for all those who are in authority. That we pray that they may have a God-fearing heart. That they may effectively govern according to the authority which has been given to them. It's not for their own fleshly gains or their own agendas. Brothers and sisters, if you can see that all authority is given by God, we need to then pray for those who are in authority. That they may see that their authority is not something they earned on their own. That there is this heavenly king who rules over all the earthly kingdoms who has given this authority to them. So that these people who are authority, if they may truly fear God, then only then can the nation and the people live a tranquil life. That the people may live a tranquil life going about their days. So our Lord Jesus, he wants to save his people from their sins. And he's the only one who can rescue people from their sins. And people's lives are then changed. And then their external conditions will also improve. And they will not fall under the oppression of Satan, the enemy. So we thank our Lord that his name is Jesus. That he, being the Savior, will save his people from their sins. And his name shall also be called Emmanuel. Which translated means God with us. So God not only saves us from our sin, but he saves us so that he could be with us. God being with us is something that he has purposed in his heart since the very beginning. But because of sin, man was separated from God. Man lost this presence of God. And God was unable to dwell with man because there was this barrier of sin. But through the salvation of our Lord Jesus, he has purposed in him that he would be with us. And this presence is an eternal presence.
耶稣不仅是他受到他人心,
The Lord Jesus is not just saving his fellow man.
是人子耶稣，所以他能够为人死。
But because he is man, he can also die for man.
但是他也是叫以马内利，这说到他的神性。
But he is also Emmanuel, that speaks of his deity.
今天借着圣灵住在凡相信他的人，从罪恶里被拯救出来的人，与他们同在。
That through the Holy Spirit that he dwells in all those who have believed in his name and has been set free from sin. This is the purpose of why Christ came to earth. So brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus is not just our Savior. He is also Emmanuel. He is God. And it pleases him to dwell in us. And through the Holy Spirit, he dwells in us. So brothers and sisters, we should not just be satisfied with coming out of sin. We even more need to have the presence of God. That God, who is Emmanuel, will be with us. And how is he with us?
人必须要弃绝罪恶。
We need to reject sin.
人必须要过一个圣洁的生活。
We need to live a life of holiness.
人必须要过一个分别为圣的生活。
We need to live a life of sanctification.
用什么这样以马内利常常能与我们同在。
Then will Emmanuel be God be with us.
感谢神，神的儿女教会今天已经从罪恶里面被拯救出来。
So we thank God that the church, his children, has already been set free from sin. But we need even more Emmanuel, God with us. Brothers and sisters, if we have God's presence, that is indeed the greatest blessing. This is the purpose, this is what God has pleased him to give to us.
So, 巴不得这位耶稣基督。
That, so we indeed look at our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他已经来了。
He has already come.
他已经完成救赎的工作。
He has already completed the salvation work.
他今天可以与人同在。
And now he is with us.
感谢神，我们都是常常过一个圣洁的生活，使得同在就更多显在我们当中。
We thank our God that if we live more of a life of holiness, then God will be with us more.
我们就能够感受神就在我们当中。
Then we can truly feel that He is in our midst.
我求神在恩待我们。
So may the Lord graciously lead us.
我想要说，虽然这是我们非常熟悉的一个故事。
Even though this may be a story that is familiar to us.
但是我们实在需要在新的灵的里面，有更新的灵，重新来领会这些话。
We really need to have a new spirit, a refreshed spirit, to understand these words.
我希望神的旨意最终能够成就在我们当中，成就在我们身上。
So that the Lord's will may be accomplished in us and in our midst.
我交通到这里。
So this will conclude my sharing.
请弟兄带我们做结束祷告。
May our brother lead us in a closing prayer.
Let us have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Oh God, we thank you for this word that you have given to us this morning.
哇，我们为你今天早晨赐给我们的话语献上我们的感谢。
We thank you for this great love that we may be called children of God.
哇，主啊，你的爱是何等的大，能使我们能够成为你的儿女。
We just pray that this word may take root in our hearts.
主啊，我们但愿你的话语能够在我们的心中里能够生根。
That it may be active and continue to shape and mold us into the image of your Son.
愿你的话语在我们的心中能够继续的活跃的招导我们，使我们成为你儿子的形象。
Just thank you and pray this all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们为这一切献上我们的感谢，我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. So, let's take this time to turn to our bulletin.
我们接下来一起。